Welcome to cmmayo.podomatic.com. Today's podcast is part of my ongoing series on creative writing. Tips for getting the most out of your writing workshop. I should start out with a caveat. I don't lead the traditional workshop, wherein a group of writers brings in their manuscripts, each in turn for the group to critique. It might go on for a few days, or several weeks, or even longer. I give a lecture, interspersed with exercises and lots of Q&A, usually to a large group, and for only 1 or 2 days. That said, I strongly recommend the traditional workshop. I believe it's important to get used to critiquing and to get used to receiving critiques. Certainly, traditional workshops have been an important part of my own learning process as a writer. So, perhaps I should retitle this 10 Tips for Getting the Most Out of Your Traditional Writing Workshop. Number 1. Buy and read your teacher's book. Analogy: would you let a carpenter whose work you've never seen tell you how to remodel your kitchen? Number 2. Ask him or her to autograph it. An autographed first edition hardcover can be surprisingly valuable, and flattery never hurts. Don't be shy about asking for an autograph. Authors love this. They really do. Number 3. Expect to learn. Analogy: do carpenters learn their craft wholly on their own? Maybe what you'll learn is that this is a writing teacher to avoid. Certainly, this is a much cheaper experience than having a bad carpenter mess with your kitchen. Number 4. Realize that most people who come to a writing workshop have very naive notions about the writing world. Think money, celebrity, booze-crazed bohemia. No clue from Adam how hard it is to write anything worth reading, how tough it is to get published, and how consternating an experience it can be to be published. Criminy, all these people taking your workshops who never even read your book. Realize you are way ahead of the game by following steps 1 to 3, and that, therefore, though you might learn a lot about the craft, you do not need validation from this workshop, its leader, and or its participants, which is what you were secretly hoping for, no? Number 5. Expect to give thoughtful critiques to others who, though their manuscripts are surprisingly bad, not to mention boring and often tasteless, are strangely resistant and argumentative. Expect also to receive moronic comments on your manuscript, and know that this actually is a good thing, because learning to take criticism with open-minded equanimity is part of learning to be a well-published and productive writer. Unless, that is, you want to be a writer who cringes at every review, every blog mention, every Amazon.com shark attack out of Nowheresville, and is, therefore, both miserable and miserable to be around. You can win the Nobel Prize, and someone, somewhere, will say something unkind about your writing. So, buck up. Number 6. Despite all of the above, take very seriously your critiquing of other participants' manuscripts, for good karma and all that, but also because the fastest way to learn to recognize problems in your own manuscripts is by identifying those in other people's manuscripts. I think it was Anne Lamott who said, more or less, "We point but do not cut with the sword of truth." Read the pages carefully and offer honest, thoughtful, and detailed critiques in a spirit of kindness. Wouldn't you want the same? Number 7. Remember the bicycle analogy. Like riding a bicycle, to take criticism productively, a writer needs to be able to balance between meekness, listening to everyone, and arrogance, listening to no one. Too much of either, and your writing falls flat. Too much of either, and your whole life falls flat, now that I think about it. Number 8. Do the assigned reading. To learn the craft, workshops are not enough. If you do the assigned reading while in a workshop, rather than later or never, you have the inestimable advantage of being able to ask questions and discuss it with the workshop leader and other participants. Number 9. Remember, what goes around comes around. If you come to the workshop with an attitude of respect and goodwill, you will attract the same. Any exceptions you will one day consider hilarious, you can also put them in your novel. Number 10. Before, during, and after the workshop, keep writing. In other words, don't let the workshop deadlines become a crutch. Don't give your power as an artist to anyone else. Find your own motivation. Develop your own habits. Play God. God riding that bicycle. Thanks for listening. For more podcasts on creative writing, as well as other subjects, information about my books and my upcoming workshops, and lists of recommended reading for writers, please visit me at cmmayo.com.